Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't have to ask that again. You can stop asking that question.
49ers, they're in shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 40 minutes, noon, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. The 49ers completed their minicamp yesterday, and now the next step is 6 weeks from now when training camp starts. 12:45, Natalie Nicasi. The head coach of the Valkyries. She's going to join us at 12:45. Valkyries off to you got to call it a great start.
No doubt.
4-5, an expansion team. Saturday they're at home at Chase Center against the Seattle Storm, part of the Commissioner's Cup. Mm-hmm. They have one of those in the WNBA too. But I figured we'd shift over to a little 49ers goo to set up Matt Barrows and...
let's do it.
He had a really good story today in The Athletic. He picked out about 8 or 10 guys that, you know, he was down there observing. And I like these kind of stories. He's just kind of wrote what he's observing and who looks like what and
right.
Who he thinks or who they think may emerge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the biggest or one of the biggest things out of camp, I think right now, got to start with the big boys. And that's Christian McCaffrey. He says he feels great. In fact, I'll just set it up, Goo, and then I want you to jump in after he's done.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey.
No, I feel great. I think this offseason I spent a lot of time kind of building back a base, starting from scratch. So a lot of it was rehab, and wanted to put myself in a position where I didn't miss a day of OTAs and I could practice and play football again and be healthy and not miss a day. And I did that, and now it's, you know, we can kind of kick back up the training again, but I feel great.
Yeah, and hopefully that will translate into 17 games played, right, Steiny, compared to the 4 he played last year. And I'll just say this, not being negative, but it's on my mind. Football's such a violent sport. I feel like one of those things where everybody's feeling fine. What's the old Mike Tyson? Who used it on us yesterday? Somebody we interviewed. Everybody has a plan until they get
Javi
hit.
Lopez.
Yeah, Javi Lopez, the great Javi Lopez. But, hey, if that's how he's feeling, good, and hopefully he's available week one. But, you know, we'll see moving forward. But, Steiny, I mean, when you talk about what this team can do, what they can even think about trying to do as far as compete, I understand the rookie and the draftees. I get all that. And Bosa, but it's Christian McCaffrey. So, I guess from, June 12th, that's positive news.
I look at the 49ers, and when just hearing McCaffrey say that, sometimes it simplifies everything. And just hearing McCaffrey talk and knowing he only played 4 games last year and him saying he feels great.
Man.
And you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, he better feel great because, if McCaffrey's McCaffrey, they got action. If McCaffrey is not McCaffrey, he's their most important player. I think he's their most important player.
I'm with you.
Right now, even more so than Brock Purdy, because, and call me crazy, and you tell me what you think. In a strange way, I think I feel like I know what to expect out of Purdy more than I do what to expect out of McCaffrey, if for no other reason than the injury, and for no other reason than Brock Purdy has been a relatively consistent quarterback for 3 years. We know his strengths, we know his weaknesses, but coming into this year, who knows what McCaffrey is at this stage of his career.
No doubt, and I'm not mad at that, and I'll just take it one step further. You know, the ability and the luxury for Brock Purdy to have Christian McCaffrey at his disposal would make any quarterback better, and we saw that. And only 4 games played last year, and I got to be careful with this verbiage, but let's just say, you know, when you ask me, hey, Goo, how do you think Purdy performed last year? And I use the word slippage. It wasn't awful, wasn't bad, but I just thought something was kind of off. Maybe what was off or what I saw, you know, took a little hit was the fact that he didn't have that luxury of Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, it would bode well, obviously, for the whole offense, but the quarterback – obviously, to have him on back there week one. And I do remember this, when that report came out last summer about he was dealing with the calf, and you guys were making fun of me because I was a little panicked. You know, he did right before week one versus the Jets on Monday nights, Donnie, he still was kind of aggressively Christian, that is, saying into the microphone, I'll be ready, I'm good, you know, and then he wasn't.
Yeah. No, that took everybody by surprise.
No, it did.
In the opener. I'm a little bit distracted here.
What happened? Don't let him get to you.
Maybe somebody can give me some details, but this from the text line, from the 510. Matt, whoa, how about Willard calling you out yesterday for your Brock Purdy take? I call BS. The 510 continues, I like Will, but he came down your road.
We got to get the audio.
Oh, man.
What was your Purdy take?
Hold on. I can tell you exactly when. It was at, when did they interview Dominic Lenore?
Diamondo
Lenore. I know,
Lenore,
that's why I said his last name, because I'm not in 49ers mode yet.
Like 2:30 or 2:45?
Yeah, so it was a little before that.
But and what did you say, though?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly.
You weren't on their show, or were you?
No, okay. I was listening, so... I turn on them as I'm
in-house fighting,
driving, and Willard's talking about that they were down at practice, and I was, Goop, you're not going to believe this.
Okay,
very optimistic.
Okay, that look at
he
that
said, you know, Lenore's headed for a big year. McCaffrey looks absolutely wonderful. Trent Williams saying all the right things. Who else? The Robinson, the receiver they signed. Wow, him and Purdy are going to have a connection. And all I did, Goo, all I did was text him and Dibley and said, Purdy threw 3 interceptions yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He failed to locate D winners.
I saw that. All right.
That's all I said. Yeah. I didn't say Purdy stunk. I said he threw 3 interceptions yesterday. I'm sorry.
But what did he say about you?
I don't know.
That's what I want to hear.
He must have come down my road after I'd gotten out of the car.
Well, San Jose Jazz fan in the YouTube chat, I'm surprised you're talking to me, Willard. That's you.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'll clarify today during the crossover at 2:50. Maybe Matt Barrows was wrong in his reporting. You know, maybe Purdy didn't throw 3 interceptions. Steiny, are you excited about Jake Moody? Well, let me tell you about Jake Moody. He went 6-for-7 at practice 2 days ago. Of course, he's using a 2-step approach right now, Goo. Mm. May give up a little distance, but hopes to compensate with more accuracy.
Yeah, I've always been in this corner. I know people wanted him out.
What? But
yeah, I've been in, and people
really
wanted him ran. I was like, come on. Kick the 50-yarder.
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
He missed one.
I don't remember you being in his corner. I don't remember you being out of his corner. That's all.
Yeah.
What did you see in Moody that made you say, I want to stick by this guy?
He's got a cannon for a leg.
Well, not anymore. He went to a 2-step. approach.
That's not taking any...
Yes, it is. Yeah. He said it's taking distance away. So he's not going to be coming out for any 60-yarders.
Well, he better be kicking extra points then. What are you talking about? It's taking distance away. Now, dude's got a cannon, man. He's young.
No, I'm being serious.
And he got hurt last year. So I think no excuses, but he'll have a bounce back year.
I'm being serious. So he had a three-step approach, and he had a bad year. And so he's changed his style. He's now using only a two-step approach, which he acknowledges might
take
impact
power.
It might take some power. No, he said it probably will, but you know, he missed a lot of kicks, what, between like 40 and 50 last year. So obviously he's got to get better there. But here's more Christian McCaffrey, because after hearing him talk yesterday, I'm thinking maybe we are getting too much in the weeds, and it all starts and ends with McCaffrey and his health.
I don't think about that. My job is, you know, put my body in the best position it can to go out there and be me. You know, everything else I try to, it's a lot of noise, and you know, sometimes there's a lot of different things going on. My job is just go 100% every play and continue to get better. And I just try to focus on that.
Yeah, and the question there was, you know, whether he's concerned about injuries while he's, you know, putting in the work. And he basically said, yeah, I can't think about it.
So not even playing the game, just getting ready for the game, the season.
Absolutely. Here's the one thing I want to get into. I'm going to play one more piece of sound from McCaffrey.
All right.
And I want you to answer whether you think this is important or not.
Yeah, I think you can always go off what you see on the tape. That's the first thing I look at. And I think you can see guys' intent on the tape everywhere. Defense running to the ball, O-linemen finishing downfield, receivers finishing their blocks even though we're not allowed to, you know, actually have contact. And it's a team that's excited to go out there and practice and take it one day at a time. And I think that's the sign of a mature team and a sign of a team that, you know, has a high standard. So our job is to carry it into training camp, get better, and win games.
Well, there's really nothing to answer, Stoney. I believe him. Kyle Shanahan has built something here along with John Lynch. He's instilled a work ethic. You know, when they had a great defense, they were physical and nasty. So I just think that's par for the course to be expected, that guys are excited and, you know, everybody's undefeated right now and they're looking forward to a bounce back season coming off one that didn't culminate in a playoff berth.
Yeah, ordinarily I would say that's just window dressing. But as somebody who absolutely positively believes that the offseason set the tone for the Niners last year, that I'm willing to be way more open-minded about somebody like Christian McCaffrey saying, you know, if you look at the film, it does look like we're more crisp, you know, linemen are running more downfield, all that kind of stuff. So, again, normally I'd be like, whatever, but as somebody who absolutely thought that Ayuk and Trent Williams and to a lesser degree McCaffrey with the contract and then the subsequent injuries got this team off to a bad start, maybe there is something to having everybody there on the same page, and now they also have a year where they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, so their offseason is longer. And then, of course, last but not least, they got a great schedule.
Yeah. And let's see if they take advantage of it. But I'm with you, Stoney. It's euphoria, and everybody should be excited. And, you know, I can't believe that you got into the you even heard the report of the three interceptions from Purdy. So I'm not going to come in here and be overzealous either way if somebody's – whatever they're doing in practice. The bottom line is one of the captains of the team is saying he likes the effort level and the professionalism, it sounds like, he sees from – everybody in the Niner uniform at camp.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Matt Barrows coming up in a half hour. Writes for The Athletic, covers the San Francisco 49ers. There's been a lot of sound coming out of training camp. The vibes seem very positive. If I'd ask 49er fans right now, as this, I kind of want to say the season's starting, at least the offseason is starting. What are you most confident right now about when you think about the San Francisco 49ers? And what do you think the big issue is? I mean, to me, when I heard McCaffrey talking to the media, it just hit me. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's about McCaffrey. He's got to stay healthy.
No doubt.
And he's got to look like the McCaffrey of a couple years ago. And if he doesn't, I'm not saying this team's dead, but you got to have McCaffrey playing at the level he was 2 or 3 years ago for you to have the most successful season possible.
Right.
And we'll see. He's got to stay healthy, obviously.
Yeah, and let's just say you were on, I mentioned Venus earlier, Stanley. Let's just, or you were on some other planet.
Pluto.
Oh, Pluto. Mm. And you saw McCaffrey only played 14 of the 17 games, and the Niners did make the playoffs. I think you could stop right there. Forget the defensive side of the ball. As crazy as this sounds, they had no chance. And I know you could be like, well, Goo, the Niners were deeper than McCaffrey, and I thought they were. But the bottom line is, when you step back and just think about that, they got 4 games, 16 quarters from McCaffrey in a 17-game season, and just they didn't make the playoffs. I'm like, there's nothing to see here. So you are right. It is very imperative that he stay healthy.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with you. But I do think there is something to see here, and that's because – yes, they were 6-11. McCaffrey only played 4 games, but
a late 4 games. Wait, do you know what I mean?
But they had an opportunity to win a handful of games that they had under control, even when McCaffrey wasn't playing, and they let certain games slip away. And if like. I get it. They missed McCaffrey. But if you're taking a lead into the fourth quarter and you can't hold the lead, to me, that's a little more than not having Christian McCaffrey. It's a sign that there are other issues in addition to just not having McCaffrey there. Though him not being there obviously affects you from the first play of a game to the last play of a game.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that. But also, too, Stoney, it even shines a lot. Because, again, right, there's two sides of the ball. But as far as the offense – maybe the reason they couldn't do the Janet Jackson and take control or keep control of games is they were without his services.
Yeah, and they, you know, in fairness, they. I wonder if the team knew before that first Sunday game that McCaffrey was going to be in a little trouble.
Well, it was
health-wise.
Monday, and I got to believe, Stoney, they did not know.
Yeah, I don't.
Like I said, I got no proof, but all I got is the soundbite and. You know, you tell me if I'm wrong. He had his chest out in regard to telling the reporters, I'm good. I'm going to be fine. I'm not missing anything. And that's why I guess I was so shocked week one when he didn't play. And I'm thinking, oh, he'll be back week two. And Stoney, he wasn't back for a while.
Let's go to Ryan in Livermore. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, Carter. Sorry about that. My bad. Chill out. See, that's the kind of thing that set me off. Trent Williams, your guy. Saying all the right things.
Pro.
We'll definitely play some of his sound after Matt Barrows. He wants to play at least 40.
And that lets me know there's a lot left in the tank. What do you say to that?
Well, it lets me know that he wants another couple of lane checks.
Right. You know, what's wrong with the chicken, baby?
I was thinking about Trent Williams, actually, because I read
it. You're hard on him.
I read the story yesterday in The Athletic, and, I mean, he is saying all the right things, and he sounds like he's very excited. And so... I'm willing to start. And somebody let Trent know this. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to wipe the slate clean this year, just like I'm going to do with Kuminga next year.
And the Giants. You don't need it wiped clean. Stoney, dude's an all-pro when he's healthy.
Who's that?
Trent Williams. And I think he can have – that wasn't his best season.
Well, he got hurt.
And he dealt with some off-the-field issues, as we know. He let us in on that, so –
and he's
not one of these guys to where he's a rookie and he's never demonstrated to show you he could be. I mean, he's headed to the Hall of Fame. I feel confident in him having a bounce back, not just good season, reverting back to his all-pro self if he's healthy.
I don't.
Because?
Of his age. I mean, if he can play 15 games, that would be great.
But he's 2 years removed from playing at an all-pro level. Even though
the Warriors were 2 years removed from a title, and that was irrelevant.
I thought you were wiping the slate clean.
I am wiping the slate clean. But that doesn't mean you can go back 2 years and say, well, he just needs to be the player he was 2 or 3 years ago.
No, it's what we always do. It feels like you're robbing him.
I'm not robbing him of anything.
He's giving it back to all-pro form this year.
He's a zero right now.
Well,
he's
they
a
all
zero.
Are. They all are.
Not Brock. Not Purdy.
He got all kind of zeros.
No, no, no. You said he was paid for the pass, so he's starting in positive territory. Let's go to Ryan. Is it okay? Kind of. Let's go to Ryan in Livermore. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
If it's in green.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Steiny. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
And my son and I listen to you guys every morning. We love your guys' show, man.
Hey, what's his name? What's your son's name, man?
His name is Jeremiah Paul Choyau. He goes to St. Felicitas in San Leandro, and he's only 11 years old, and he always wants to turn to the station when we go to school.
Hey, tell Jeremiah hello, man. Tell him hello, Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jeremiah? Cool. How you doing, buddy? I think he's in school now.
He's good. He's actually in school right now. That's his last day.
Gotcha.
But I want to talk about what you guys questioned or said, what's comforting about this offseason. And, man, what's different about this offseason, that there's no off-field drama. Everybody's contract situations have been settled. There's no injuries. I know last year we dealt with a lot. Players dealt with a lot. And that can be very distracting. But this season, the only thing that's left to do is prepare for the season, and I think we're doing things right. But the only thing that's concerning to me, and it's on the defensive side, is our safety position. I know Malik Mustafa got injured last year in the last game of the year. And my question is, like, who's going to fill that role? We have nobody to fill that role to solidify that part of the defense. And I just want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, it's a big – hey, thanks for the call, and tell your son hello. But, Stoney, that to me is, along with McCaffrey staying healthy, that's everything. Robert Saleh, this will be his best job that he would have done since he's been tenured by the Niners, with what I don't feel like he has in the pantry in regard to the groceries. Mykael Williams on line one. Hopefully he's a stud. We'll ask our guy Matt coming up at a 12 here. But the bottom line is, can you fix this run defense? Can you replace Greenlaw? What's the secondary? Does Bosa got the necessary help with our guy from, where'd he come from Philly, that, you know, was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl? So we'll see. But those, to me, are where it looks like the Riddler's costume on Batman. Just a litany of question marks.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest question is? Do you think it's the secondary?
Do
the
we have
D-line,
a
mon- the O-line?
Is Bosa the monster we paid him to be? Is he a byproduct? And there's nothing wrong with like Blue Chew needing a little help. But is he a byproduct of needing help? Or can he go out there with some average guys and still be a monster? Because I don't think he was a monster last year. And I think he would tell us as much.
And that's when I think about the 49ers, and I've kind of obviously been clear on it. I think they're in a transition right now. And I think,
is that good?
No, not if you want to win a Super Bowl, but it's something that you have to go through to get back into Super Bowl contention. And, you know, for me, they obviously kept a lot of their big boys. So there's still the names that we like on that roster, but they are going to be relying heavily on first and second year players. And that's where I think maybe, you know, they'll come up short against the elite teams. But as I've always said, I do think, and we'll see how it plays out, maybe a team or two might be better than you think, but their schedule's unbelievably advantageous. And, you know, I look at that schedule and think, man, if they don't win 9 or 10 games, then that's not good. Like this team should be able to win at least 9 or 10 games this season with that schedule.
Gotcha.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I just want to be careful with Seattle getting better. We heard Baldy say Arizona's getting better. The Rams were 12 yards away from representing the NFC West in the NFC Championship game. And I know those are division games and we're up against it, but Steiny, you got to be careful when you come off a season not making the playoffs and your offense is going to be without Debo and Ayuk week one. And hopefully, you know, we don't know how long he's going to be out, but you know, that's not what you used to be.
Well, keep in mind, Shanahan's been here 8 years and they haven't made the playoffs in half of those years. So I don't know if can we assume they are or they aren't right now? I don't know. 888. Oh, no, actually, we got Matt Barrows on the other side. Matt Barrows, we're going to talk some 49ers at noon. They've just finished up mini camp and lots going on down in Santa Clara. We'll get to it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.